continuing our week of bathroom topics. What is an appropriate thing to think about, to read, to talk about, or to say in the bathroom? The Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis has a machlokas. If a person is in the Mavuos HaMetunafos, is in a dirty place, are you allowed to say Kriya Shema by just putting your hand over your mouth and then saying Kriya Shema? We paskin, it's aser. Not only is it aser to say Kriya Shema, afilu laharher is aser. The Gemara says in Shabbos Dav Memem Amud Beis, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'kol makom mutal har b'divrei Torah, chutz mi beis amercha tu beis akisei. Now you're always allowed to think divrei Torah, except we're in a bathhouse or in a beis akisei. One is not even allowed to be maharher b'divrei Torah in these places. So a person has his mind focused on Torah, he needs to shift his focus before he goes to the bathroom or before he goes to take a shower. Rabbeinu Yona in Brachos Chesam Beis has an interesting comment where he writes that a person who's in a dirty place and is therefore unable to bench, he's unable to say Birchas Hamazon, so at least he should be maharher Birchas Hamazon. Yesh lo laharher habracha o atfila sheneschayev v'avol bishen yotzei yedei chovasa al ba'amira Hashem yira l'levav. And even though he's not really yotzei the mitzvah by being maharher, but still it's better than nothing. Hashem will read our minds, Hashem can see what's in our hearts. So Beis Yosef and Simon Pehei in Or HaChaim says, what's going on over here? What do you mean to be maharher? You're not allowed to be maharher. What does that mean? So Beis Yosef suggests what Rabbeinu Yonah must mean is that you're not mamish in makom osam metunafos. You're not really in a dirty place. It's not really yodayim metunafos or makom metunaf. It's yodayim o makom enim nekiyim. It's you're in a somewhat unclean place. But if you're mamish in a bathhouse, you're mamish in a bathroom, you're actually in a place where your hands are full of filth, so that certainly one is not allowed even to be maharher b'divrei Torah. The Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu Manoach, Paragimel Halacha Dalid, who explains to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the third paragraph of Bracha says that it's mutter lahar b'divrei Torah beis hakisei. So Rabbeinu Manoach points out that Yerushalmi is not against the Bavli. What the Yerushalmi means to say is an important yesod in this sugya, and that is that if one can't help but to be maharher b'divrei Torah, they're just so caught up in learning that they can't help it, and they have to be maharher b'divrei Torah. That's called an onus rachmana patre, and onus is mutter. So it's okay if a person is an onus if he can't help himself. And we'll come back to that point in a few moments. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Kriya Shema Halachas Dal Vehei makes it very clear that dvarim shel chol mutter la'omer b'lashon kodesh beis hakisei. One is allowed to speak lashon kodesh in beis hakisei as long as the subject matter is chol. However, the reverse is not okay. If the subject matter is kodesh, one may not speak even the English language in the Beis HaKisei if the subject matter is kodesh. So what is one not allowed to do in the Beis HaKisei? So first let's go through the list of five things that one should avoid in the Beis HaKisei, and then we'll go through a list of five things that that one can maybe perhaps speak about or focus on in the Beis HaKisei. The five things to avoid. First of all, Divrei Torah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel says that the only exception to this rule is, Mishnah Berurah writes that if a person is Nichnas Belibo Hirhur Aveira, if he's having Hirhurim, Mutar La'ar Sham B'Divrei Torah. This is in Siman Pehei. That it's Mutar to be Mahar Divrei Torah, M'nei Shazo Kumo La'afrisho Me'yisr. Because that's stopping you from doing an Isser, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Afrusha Mei Surah is Mutter, that if you're going to stop someone from doing an Isser, so then you're allowed to be mafra someone by telling them a halacha. Oh, by the way, you're not allowed to do that. So you're allowed to say that in the Beis HaMerechatz, Afrusha Mei Surah. So for a person himself, even though you're not allowed to be maharher b'divrei Torah, but lafrusha meisura, if you're having other yirhurim, and the only way to chase those yirhurim out of your mind is to think divrei Torah, sends mutzal lafrusha meisura. Mishbur and Sifkat and Hay and Simon Pehei says that diktuk is usher to study in the Beis HaKisei. One is not allowed to study diktuk in the bathroom, because when you're learning diktuk, all the proofs and all the examples are all from Tanakh. That's the basis of the entire Hebrew language. So it's not a good idea to be studying something that's going to lead you right into studying Tanakh. The Yerushalmi says that it's mutter lafrusha meisura to give a psak halacha. This is the third thing that would be mutter to do. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Pehei, Sif Beis, Vimnizdamin lo sham lahafrish midavar aser mafrish vafilu b'loshan hakodesh uvinyane kodesh. But the Rama adds, "B'makom shemutzel lahar b'divrei Torah, mutzel lifsok din ublach liyomer time or shaldaver." Any place that you're allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah, you like in the middle room of a bathhouse where people are getting changed, or where you're not completely clean because you touch parts of your body that aren't clean, so you're allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah in those in those places. You're also allowed to give a psak din as long as you don't give a clear explanation of the psak din. Mishabura discusses whether you're allowed to say this b'lashon hara'a. Meaning, are you allowed to say in the bathhouse if you see someone's about to do an isser? Are you allowed to say b'lashon hara'a, or you just or could only b'lashon instruction? Are you allowed to say it's usser to do that, or do you just say don't do that? Meaning, don't do that implies I'm just telling you not to do that. Usser is I'm teaching you a halacha that it's usser to do that. So Mishmura has a whole discussion in that, and he says Yesh Machmirin on that issue. The Yesh Machmirin on the Chayyadim in Bir Halacha, he points out that that the Chidush Aran on Mesach Shabbos has been printed since that Chayyadim was written, and the Chidush Aran on Mesach Shabbos says clearly against Chayyadim that it's mutter even b'derech hara'a to say that it's usher to do such a thing. So psak halacha maybe would be mutter if it's lafrusha meisura. Another thing that one is allowed to say in the Beis Hakisei, hakinuyim, the Shulchan Aruch says, kigon rachum, ne'eman, things that refer to God but are not actual shemos. Like rachum and ne'eman, you're allowed to say, we discussed yesterday about saying shalom, that being different than rachum and ne'eman. That itself, whether you're allowed to say even things like that, is a discussion. Dark emotion, the bottom of the tour, is not so happy about that. He points out that there are rishonim that say otherwise. They're not even allowed to say those things. There is a halacha that one is not, Gemara says Mesechus Brachos, so one is not allowed to be mispalel elamitoch halacha psuka. That a person is not supposed to be mispalel if his mind is very caught up in a sugya, he's very distracted, because then you're not going to be able to focus on davening. So Shari Chuvin Sivkat Nalev says there's no such hakpada when it comes to going to the bathroom. We don't say, oh, if you were just learning bi'iyun, so don't go to the bathroom, because your mind is going to be so caught up, you're not going to be able to get your mind out of it. So why is that? When it comes to davening, we say that you should not daven mitoch iyun, it shouldn't be mitoch halacha psuka. But when it comes to going to the bathroom, there's no such din that it has to be mitoch halacha psuka. Halacha psuka means like it's just a din, so there's nothing to talk about, there's nothing to think about. Right? The Gemara says, "Maya halacha psuka." What's an example of halacha psuka? That Benos Yisrael, if you rose tipus dam kachar del yoshes l'shiv nekiim, that the Benos Yisrael took upon themselves a chumrah that even if they see a tiny drop of blood, they observe Shiv Nekiim, which there's no halacha. It's Benos Yisrael accepted that upon themselves as something that they're going to do. So there's nothing to analyze. It was women decided to do this. So there's no analysis. So that's the kind of thing that you would want to go into davening with, because it's easy to get your mind off of it. So why isn't there such a din by going to the bathroom that you should only go to the bathroom until halacha psuka? You're not in the middle of a long morning seder. So the Shach in Yardei Reish Memvav Sivkan Chavches writes that the burden of changing your thoughts will ruin your tefillah, but the burden of thinking about changing your thoughts and of refocusing yourself is a fine thing to do while you're in the bathroom. We'll just keep you occupied and it's fine. I mean, if you're trying to daven though and you're just worried about how to change your thoughts, well, that itself will ruin your tefillah, says the Shach. The Chachma Shlomo in Sim Tzadi Gimel Oz Gimel says that there's no heter ba'ones by tefillah. Remember we had that Yerushalmi that says that it's motiv to be ma'ar b'beis hakisei, and we said that Rabbeinu Menach explained that that means that it's a heter ba'ones, so you have the heter of ones by beis hakisei, you don't have the heter of ones by tefillah. So if you can't help it because you were just learning, okay, so you can't help it, it's a ones, and that's okay. The Tshuvas Lev Chaim, Rav Chaim Palagi in Chelel Gimel Sim Vav says that if the bathroom is situated in such a way where it's right near the Beis Medrash and you hear what's going on in the Beis Medrash, may one use such a bathroom without earplugs? So he says, yeah, because if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're not going to listen. You'll divert your attention. And if you're not Maritz, you're an Anus. So it's not your fault. in my shul, we actually have two bathrooms. One which is like off to the behind the hallway, so you're not going to hear anything. But the other one is mamash like right off of the Ezra's Nashim, and sometimes a person in that. So we sort of put that off limits and keep the door closed because it would be you shouldn't have a bathroom door opening up into a shul. It's a design flaw. It's you're not even allowed to do that. You're not supposed to set up a shul that way. But anyway, but someone once commented like sitting in the bathroom. It's like Yehei Shmei Rabbi, like whatever. So you try to divert your attention away from that. Now, what to do? So what should you be focused on when you're in the bathroom? Meaning you have to occupy your mind somehow. So the Mishmur Sivkat Nei says the best thing is to think about is Shiflus HaAdam. Think about how we're Rima V'Taleya, that Gaiva is very bad. Think about how the lowly type of creature that we actually are. That's a good thing to focus on, and that's a good time to focus on it. That look, we do these base, gross things, and that's because we're not God. And we are a lowly creature. Another thing, Nefesh HaChayim in Shardal Perech of Zayin says it's a good idea to connect to a good midah. I mean, you think about midos, how to be more humble, how to be more kind, how to be more, think about self-help. So I think, one could argue that in this category is reading self-help books, if you like to read. So those kinds of things are appropriate reading material for the bathroom. They tell the famous story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think it was, where they said, can you bring like the Jewish newspapers into the bathroom? Sometimes there are Divrei Torah in them, so you're allowed to bring them into the bathroom. And supposedly the line he said was, the better question is, can you bring them out of the bathroom? Not whether you can bring them into the bathroom. But if it has Divrei Torah, you probably should not bring them into the bathroom. It's a good story, but like halacha l'maisa, if it has Divrei Torah, probably better not to bring it into the bathroom. You certainly shouldn't be reading it in the bathroom. There's a discussion about reading Gedolim books. So many of the Gedolim books have Divrei Torah in them. They talk about, it depends which types of Gedolim books you read. Halavai, more should have Divrei Torah in them. They should tell more of the Torahs of the Gedolim. But if they have Divrei Torah in them, it really should be avoided. If it's just about Midos Tovos, so then maybe it would be okay. And there's no rayas from Psukim or from Gemaras or whatever, so then maybe that would be fine. But it's very hard to come by where there's no Divrei Torah in them. Third thing, what about Mitzvos Tamidios? Think about Emunah BaHashem. So it's a mitzvah to me. You have to always believe in Hashem, right? So maybe you should be allowed to think about Emunah BaHashem. So Bir Alacha Siman Aleph Sif Aleph Dibur Maskel Hu Klal says that the mitzvahs to me are b'chol rega shvi'is Hashem lenegdi tamid, right? B'chol rega, every moment. So what does that mean? Does that mean even in those regards where you're not allowed to be learning or be ma'ar b'divrei Torah? So Chachma Shlomo says, yeah, mutter, you're allowed to do that. And the Kashuk lover in Tshuva Sar Tzvi Chel Galv Simenun Beis brings a raya from Moda'ani. He says, you wake up in the morning, you say Moda'ani before Netilas Yadayim. Okay, so that's just Ruach Ra. Yeah, but where have your hands been? What's in your bed? What have you, no exceptions are made. You say Moda'ani, even if, there's a person who was Osa Tzrachav, they didn't have indoor plumbing, even if it was Osa Tzrachav right next to his bed, and, the Graf Shel Re'i is right next to the bed, he still says Moda'ani. Why? Because Moda'ani is not a Shem Hashem, it's just acknowledging God's presence. It's acknowledging God's existence and your gratitude toward God. So he says maybe that's a raya that you're allowed to think about God in the bathroom. The many other poskim disagree though. The Tshuva Slaurus Nasan of Nasan Gestetner, Chelek Aleph Simin Aleph, very first Tshuva, Titz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Gimel Simin Aleph, say from the fact that when the poskim come up and the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura quote all the poskim to describe what you should be thinking about in the bathroom, they don't say this, it's pretty good raya that this isn't an option, because Lechora would be the best thing to think about. And the Tshuva Levushe Mordechai, Chelek Beis Yardeis Mkufa Ein Aleph, he says that really think about the existence of God should be no better than Diktuk, which is Aser. Because why is Diktuk Aser? Because it's going to lead you to think about Torah. So you shouldn't think about anything that's one step away, or that's most likely going to lead you to think about Torah. So think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to think about the Gemaras that you know with the inspirational stories and the Hashkafos, and it's going to be on the Psukim, and it's going to be impossible not to think about Torah. So in general, that's probably a good rule, that anything that's one step away from thinking about Torah, a person shouldn't be thinking about. So maybe like the funny joke that that someone said in shir today. You know, but you might accidentally remember what was actually said in shir that day. No, probably not. But you know, but the anything that's just one step away from learning Torah, we should try to avoid. Mr. Brewer also writes that another good thing to think about is household needs, expenses. You know, things that are just mamish dvarim shalchol. What about Shabbos? So in Shabbos says, binyanim mefuaros, you think about beautiful buildings, you know, get a copy of Architectural Digest in the, my mother's an interior designer, so in our bathroom in the house growing up, it was always Architectural Digest. I just saw like nice houses. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what you're supposed to do on Shabbos. You're supposed to think about nice houses in nice architecture on Shabbos, because you're not supposed to be thinking about paying the bills on Shabbos. What about doing a favor for friends? Think about how you could do a chesed for somebody. So in the Yisod V'Shor Shavod, the Sharal Perek Zayin, he says that's a good thing to think about. However, in the Ben Ishchai, Parshat Vayetze, Os Tez Zayin, he lists mitzvos as things you're not supposed to be thinking about. And he says, and amongst the mitzvos, he says, like lulav and tzedakah. So apparently, even think about Ben Adam L'Chavero mitzvah, so if you think about it as a mitzvah, it's probably not a good thing. If you just think about it as a good deed, you know, as a favor or whatever, midos improvement, maybe that's okay. But think about it as a mitzvah. Oh, I'm going to be mekayim this mitzvah saseh, you know, or is it a lo saseh? You know, like that, that's not a good thing to think about. But to think about it as, you know, I'm going to do something nice for somebody. So that maybe is an appropriate thing to think about. So there's enough. There's enough to work with. That we could, with all the self-help books, till you get through the whole shelf of, and with you could certainly do secular studies also. If a person is not going to come to think about it, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Someone told me, I was in YU this year, right after Belsky passed away, so I was talking about Belsky, and his knowledge of science was just incredible, and of mathematics, and he was never, I don't think he ever received beyond high school a formal education, but he just educated himself. And someone told me that he went to Torah V'Das for high school or for elementary school, and he remembers seeing Rav Belsky coming out of the bathroom, walking down the hallway with these massive textbooks, like these physics books and things like that. So Maisa Rav, I guess, that one is allowed to learn these things. They say the Gra did his geometry in the bathroom. I don't know if that's true or if they just like to say that because they can't imagine when else would the Gra be doing geometry. I would say when he was learning Erevin or when he was learning Sukkah or whatever. But okay, there's enough to do.